We are bringing back the random slash hamdom drop, where we on the crew give you a little behind the music on some of the, our classic favorite drops, because what we do is, and just to pull back the curtain a little bit, we have the OpEx system, which every board op has their own specific page. Ham has his. It's 12 total pages, 10 rows and 10 columns, all filled with drops. And we go around, we throw out a random number for page, random number for row and column, and Ham plays it and we discuss. Pretty simple. So let's go with Lando, who's been in teaching mode all day. Let's have him start off with what page number do you want Ham to choose from?
Let's go with the page Beckers.
Ooh.
Five.
Okay.
I like that.
Cinco. Monty, you.
Eight. Me?
Yeah.
Seven.
Five, eight, seven.
Stupid.
That was Eli describing every sports thing he's ever watched.
That is an Eli drop.
Well, that is a guttural stupid.
Let's hear that again.
Stupid.
That's Alex Jones, Eli.
Boy, it is.
I don't know the history of that one. I would guess maybe...
It's just Eli broadcasting on Saturdays.
Yeah, it was from Country Force. I think I'm the one that pulled that, too.
Okay. He doesn't sound as beaten as he did after Game 5 Not compared to the ALCS Game 5.
Stupid.
Yeah, that was just stupid.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Ty was listing off a couple different things, so he had a lot of different reactions. I think this is one, too.
Ty was like, hey, I got the first segment. Something really crazy happened. It's going to be awesome, and then that's
stupid.
That's all we get from Eli.
I feel like
that's Eli playing along.
That's so dad Eli, and I go hand him my report card, and he takes a look and just...
Yeah, see, now you're talking.
Stupid.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah, oh, stupid.
That is great. All right, I'll start with page 8. Page 8.
If we're going around the horn, I'll go 1.
12.
Closed.
Yes. Of course.
The classic.
Yeah.
The Michael Irvin school closings.
We don't even do it anymore.
We haven't had ice in a while.
We haven't. Well, we kind of have, but different kind.
Yeah, they kind of ramped up about 6 months ago.
Michael Irvin's doing those now.
Well, that would be an interesting turn.
Man, I'm trying to think of when that started. I remember loving that drop when I took over in 2014 and just... You know, when you're a new board op, you have, like, the five drops you really like.
Is that when he was yelling at Cowboys player pictures for a playoff game? Am I remembering this incorrectly?
No, this is fake Michael Irvin.
Okay, never mind.
Did you think it was the real one?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Is this his F and Blueberries moment?
We've all been fooled by drops that we think are...
So that's John right there.
A Mondegreen. Drop. So yes, that is George Dunham, who will be joining us at 2:35 today.
Mm-hmm. Stupid.
Yeah, that was funny.
Monty?
Mike thought the BF and Blueberries was actually Jason Garrett.
That might be the best one. Give us a page, Montu.
Let's go to 2.
6.
7.
2, 6, 7.
Feet.
Oh.
Mmm. Some controversy
Super
there.
Super Bowl in New York.
Is that when he crop dusted Jerry Fraley?
Not Jerry Fraley.
Or Jay Kramer, sorry.
God rest his soul,
R.I.P.
Jerry Fraley.
Jerry Fraley at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because Killer sat a headset down near Norm's backside, and it still had the pot up on the board.
And there was controversy that it was either not Norm, that it could possibly be Killer, was the crop dusting culprit of this, or it's just a background noise, maybe something at the Super Bowl going on. Maybe it was Jerry Kramer himself.
But he laughed farting so much that it felt like it was a natural fart.
At this Super Bowl, it's supposed to be cold, okay? Not cold like those games, okay? But they've handed out, we got in our little media pack, these little things you put in your shoes that heat your feet. What do you think Vince Lombardi would have said if on the morning of the Ice Bowl you'd have said, Hey, coach, they've got these little packets to put in our feet to warm them up.
Okay. I don't need any of that stuff.
I give Norm credit for fighting through that.
But Jerry Kramer is definitely laughing because the guy that is interviewing him just farted on it.
Absolutely.
And the only reason we heard that is because there was a wireless mic right down there. And it makes me wonder how many times Norm has done that where there's not a microphone in farting distance. And then how we many, just don't know about it.
How many Norm farts did Corby have to inhale during the next wireless? How many half-digested olives did he...
But at least
he did have the pillow.
At least Norm could stay warm by doing
that. He did.
It's another way to stay warm. All right, let's go page three. Page three. Monty?
Nine.
Ten. All right.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Ah, yes.
So that's been played a lot.
Catman.
And that's an indicator to let everybody know that it was indeed dumped when we do need to drop something. But I don't know when exactly that happened. That had to be back
that,
when
that was the
he
Pizza
was,
Hut
yes.
lady, Princess.
See if we can find that, Ham.
Yes.
Yes, that was back when Kat was the producer of the Hard Line.
And Kate Delaney was doing Pizza Hut ads?
She was doing an ad or something as a rejoin in... Grego said something that he shouldn't have said, and it caught everybody off. I don't know if we... It's somewhere around.
It's buried deep.
But Kat's but freaking it was, out. Follow Will's freaking out. They're all just... Ah!
Whoa!
And then Kat, being in the admin that he is, like, luckily, through all the craziness, we dumped
it. And it's one of those where you hear the reaction, and every time you listen to it, you notice something different just because it's so wild. Like, Grego's the one that said the F word. They all jump in, and then Grego also goes, whoa!
Lucky yeah. surprised himself. Goodness. No luck?
Nah. That's all good. It's, all right. It's around
Lando,
somewhere.
Lead us off. What page do you want?
Four.
Four.
Ooh. Ten.
Four.
REO Fortune. Speedwagon.
Yes.
You were so put out with me during that.
The funny thing is, I don't even like REO Speedwagon.
You did?
I just assumed
no
that. REO Speedwagon.
Isn't there one of
Speedwagon?
Okay, yeah.
It's pretty wild that Monty grew up with a classic rock loving dad and still thought it was REO Speedwagon.
We had the language barrier.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, me and my own dad.
The Rio Speedwagon.
Rio.
And I like how the drop is Lando saying Rio Speedwagon and not Justin.
Well, in the whole clip, he's the first one that's like, he basically calls me Eli, stupid ass. Hey, you said it wrong.
96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, Brett. Don't miss out on your chance to see Train and Rio Speedwagon at Dos Equis Pavilion. On August 26th, visit LiveNation.com for your ticket, or you can try to win your way in by texting TRAIN to 22126. That's TRAIN to 22126.
Thank you, Justin, but what concert are we pubbing?
You said Rio Speedwagon.
Yeah. Who is it?
What's the problem?
It's REO Speedwagon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. They're an indie band. Not many people know about them.
Not mainstream at all.
Well, I really am small perturbed by Monty.
Certainly were.
So going back to how Monto didn't realize it, so you thought it meant River Speedwagon? The
right.
language
was,
barrier
yeah,
between you and your dad? He was like, oh, it's River Speedwagon.
It's like a fan boat?
A boat.
Yeah. Yeah, when I don't know how to read something, I fall back on my training, which is Spanish.
REO Speedwagon.
Sorry, Mr. Leandro.
All right, I want to do page 11.
Ooh, I like that. Two.
Four.
Augusta National was the Justin Rose Fun Factory on Thursday, a 7-under 65. He opens today with a bogey at one.
Why do I have that? What is that?
But it was for, he was doing a shout-out to the Jub Fun Factory or whatever.
Oh, okay. Man, the...
So it was a shout-out.
Those fake updates... That Ham did. That was during the Masters, right? One of my favorite things of the past year.
What are you talking about? Those are real.
Oh, that's what I meant.
You know, that was actually Teddy.
That one that we heard was real.
I know.
Okay.
Augusta
but I'm just...
National was the Justin Rose Fun Factory on Thursday, a 7-under 65. He opens today with a bogey at one.
Augustus National.
Yeah, we need to bring
Westy One Sports.
We need to bring back Westy One Sports pretty soon. Absolutely. That was pretty great. And it's the same actuality every single update.
It's Ham's genius. I think we have time for a few more.
Oh, yeah, we got time to have fun. I'll start with, I'll go to page 12 again.
10.
What's the highest number we can go?
10.
Okay, let's go 9.
Why'd you ask?
Nobody was better at reverse cowgirl than that girl.
All right. Yeah. All right,
yeah.
Who were we talking about there?
I have no idea.
Your grandmother, wasn't it?
No, not my sainted grandmother.
So who would that be describing?
Tell us.
The best person you know.
I think.
Well, we'll go around the room.
I think one time on Norm's show, a porn actress got brought up, and I decided to insert that little fun fact.
Give us your top five, bottom five.
It
RPGs.
Was a fill-in
so to speak.
A porn star hung herself, and that was in the news.
And
Sean, to honor her,
was writing her obituary. And it was like, look,
nobody
she loved what she did.
And I like how the Norm drops there, too. The E!
Nobody was better at reverse cowgirl than that girl.
Yeah, she didn't like looking at you while she did it.
Who would?
She wouldn't have face away. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
She took gold in the porn Olympics.
The
if gold is, I don't know if they have a different metal
that.
System there. Let's stick with page 12. This seems like a fun page.
Let's go row 6.
8.
They decline.
Yes.
Is that AI?
The first year review done by AI, the sweet spot. We were invited by Kenny Chesney at the Super Bowl to attend his show at Cowboy Stadium, be there front row, backstage, hang out with him, hang out in the hot tub with him afterwards. But there was a Stars game that night.
I want to say Stars Oilers.
It was a big game.
It's about a year
they
ago.
They decline.
We did decline.
And that kind of goes back to the conversation we had last week when you were at what show did you go to last week during a Stars game? Was that night?
Oh, Wilco.
Yeah,
yeah. REO Speedwagon.
It was not REO
Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon. REO.
But the debate between do you go to the show or do you watch your favorite team in the playoffs? And I think for the most part, yeah, if it's Wilco,
yeah,
you go, you enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
You can watch it. You can watch the game.
Listen, we're already members of
Recorded.
No Shoes Nation. We don't even have to go to a show.
We hang out with them once a year.
Exactly.
So we don't have to be there. We'll give our spot up for somebody else who needs it.
All right, Justin, one more. Lead us.
Let's go to page 3.
Page 3. Lando?
8.
10.
In ever.
Boy.
How appropriate.
We don't need to put them down today. We're moving on from the WNBA.
Put who down?
Family Guy bit.
Oh.
Yay!
I don't know. I'd kind of just like to... We spent a segment talking about my first WNBA watching experience. Excuse me, Dallas Wings watching experience. I've watched Caitlin and...
The All-Star
others.
Game before.
Yeah, with the tiny little
trophy.
We found out that Ron Thulin is the play-by-play voice
okay.
of the Wings.
And he was fine. He was good.
Let's get him on.
Miss sometime.
He can break
okay.
it all down.
Yeah.
In ever.
In ever.